We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting a brand new parak, parak Oysay Vespinoi. The Torah in Parashas Emor starts off like this: Shor Oychesef Aiz Ki Yevaled, Vahoyah Shivas Yom Tachas Imoy. So when a Shor Oychesef Aiz, these are different type of animals: the ox, the sheep, goat. They have offspring, so you have to wait 7 days, and then Vayomer Shmini Vahala, you roast the carbon Yisrael Hashem, you bring it for a carbon. Then the next pasuk says Vishar Oyseh. The Shara says, it and its son, you can't shech them one day. It's a lav, you get malchus. Now, is it dafka the mother or the father? That's a machlekes in the Gemara on daf ayin ches on beis, we'll see it soon. It's a machlekes if it's dafka the mother or even the father. And when it comes to the child, the offspring, any offspring, it doesn't have to dafka be a zachar or the kever, makes no difference. The mother and any of his offspring, and it's a shayla about the father and the offspring, if there's a iser, a lav of Oysoy ve'espinoy. And now we'll see the Mishnah. Talk to Mishnah. Oysoy ve'espinoy, this Isser, this lav of Oysoy ve'espinoy, the Shecht, both the mother, we'll call it the mother right now, the mother and the child in one day. It's Noyig bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. Sai in Eretz Yisrael and Sai in Chutz La'aretz, which Rashi says is not a Chiddush, because it's just saying it agav other Mishnayis and other halachas that is going through different halachas, but it's not even a Chiddush. Why? Because Oysa is a chayvus aguf. It's not a chayvus aretz. It's nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it's noyig. Sain Eretz Yisrael, sain chutz laaretz. Befnei abayis, b'shnoi befnei abayis. It's noyig stam and zman beis hamikdash. And also, it's noyig today as well. The isa oysa is benoy bechulin u'mikdashim. It's noyig sai by chulin and sai by hektish. Sai by something that's kachim. Sai by something that's a carbon. You have the same halacha. You cannot bring the mother and the child on the same day. The Gemara will go. The Mishnah will go now through all different examples. Ketzad. Hashoichet oisoy ve'espinoy chulin b'chutz. You have two cows, a mother and a child. They're both chulin, and you shech them both outside the Beis Hamikdash. Shneim ksherim, both kosher, because oisoy ve'espinoy doesn't passel the behemoth from eating it. Just as a lav to shech it, so both kosher. But v'hasheni shevik zabayim. On the second one, you get malchus. Why? Because you're over the lav of oisoy ve'espinoy. Kachim b'chutz. If you both behemoths are kachim, the mother and the child are kachim, and you bring it outside, so harishoin chayev karis. The first one is chayev karis because of shchuti chutz. V'shneim psulim, they're both possible, obviously because you can't shech kachim b'chutz. V'shneim seif kemes abayim, and they both get malchus. The first one gets malchus because of shchuti chutz, which is chayev malchus, and besides the karis, there's a lav there also chayev malchus, and the second one gets malchus because of the lav of Oysa is benoit. Chulin b'fnim, and why in the second one you're not chayiv b'chutz? Because the second one is not royu lavei l'fnim. Because once the mother was geshachtin, you can't shech the child. You can't shech the child, it can't be brought inside because it's the mother was shechted today. So today it's b'chutz hazman. And the only time you're chayiv b'chutz is only if you could bring it to Reyom Mayot. Could I bring the child to Reyom Mayot? No, because the mother was geshachtin. Therefore, there's no chiyav karas on the second one. There's no chiyav shchuti chutz on the second one. There only is the malchus of oisoy ves benoy. And on the first one, you chayav malchus al the shchuti chutz. What about kachim bifnim? You brought two chulim. Sorry, skipped chulim bifnim. There was a mother and a child, both chulim, and you brought it and you shechted it inside the azara. Shneim psulim, both possible because a shchita chulim bifnim is chulim ba azara. It's possible shchita. And you get a malchus for the oisay ve'espinoy on the second one. There's no malchus on chulin ba'azara because that's only a mitzvah say. There's no malchus on that, but there's malchus on the second one because again, there's oisay ve'espinoy on that. Kachim b'fnim, if you brought both of them with kachim and you brought both of them inside. So arishon kasher, arishon is kasher, that's kasher carbon, brought into azara, kachim gevaldik. Or potter, and it's kosher and potter, obviously didn't do anything wrong. Vasheni soifik es abayim, and the second one gets malchus because of oisay ve'espinoy. Or possible, it's also possible. Why is it possible? I would say oisay ve'espinoy is not possible. Teres is possible because it's b'chus hazman. This kosher can't be brought now anymore because the mother was geshachtin, so it's b'chus hazman. It's not right to be shechted today, and therefore it's possible in the Beis Hamikdash.
Why does that say arishon potter?
Right, everything is agav than other case. It's a good question. A lot of times it says agav because you're setting up all the cases. You're saying pasul, kosher, chayiv, not chayiv. So that's what it says. Even some are obvious. Chulim v'kachim b'chutz. Let's say you bring in this order, and chulim v'kachim b'chutz, both b'chutz. Harishoin is kosher because chulin and b'chutz, nothing wrong. Upater, and it's pater, which is obvious, didn't do anything wrong. Vasheni soifik is arbaim because of oisas v'noi, and it's possible also because chutei chutz, but not chayav chutei chutz. Why not? Because I couldn't bring it inside the base of mikdash because of chutz asman. You shechted the mother. Kodesh v'chulim v'chutz in this order. Harishoin chayiv. The first one's chayiv karis because that was kosher mechutz. Upasol. It's possible because kosher mechutz. Vasheni. It's kosher because all it is oisas benoy. But v'shneim soif mezbar. They both get malchus. The first one gets malchus because chutei chutz. The second one gets malchus because of oisas benoy. What about chulim v'kachim b'fenim? Chulim v'kachim b'fenim inside the azara. Shneim psulim. Both possible. The chulim is possible because chulim azara. The kachim is possible because mechutz asman. Vasheni soifik es abam. The second one gets malchus because of oisai v'espinoi. Kachim v'chulim b'fenim. That means the opposite order inside b'fenim. So harishoin is kosher because it's kachim b'fenim. Not like wrong. Upater. Vasheni, the second one, soifik es abam is possible. It's possible because chulim v'azara. And it gets malchus because of oisai v'espinoi. Chulim v'chutz u'b'fenim. Chulim is brought first b'chutz and the second one is b'fenim. Harisha and Kosher Potter. Vasheni Soifig as Abam. Second one gets Malkus because of Oisa Svenoy, possible because Chulim Vazar. Kachim Bechutz Ubifnim. Kachim was brought Bechutz and then the next one was brought Fnim. Harisha and Chayev Karas because that's Chuti Chutz. Vishneim Soifim as Abayim because the first one is Chuti Chutz, second one is Oisa Svenoy. Vishneim Psulim. The second one is possible because Oisa Svenoy isn't possible, but Bechutz is man brought inside, so it's possible. Because once the mother is shocked, then I can't bring the second one, kachim even b'fenim. Because b'chus is mad, because it can't be shocked today, because his mother got shocked. Chulim b'fenim u'b'chutz. If you have chulin that you brought b'fenim, and then the second one, the second chulin, you brought b'chutz. So the first one, reason pasul potter. You're not chayiv any malchus, because it's an isra asay of doing chulin b'azara, but it's pasul, because it's chulin b'azara. Vasheni, the second one, which is chutz, soifik as habayim b'kosher. It's like mamish punk vaket. You know, the chulim b'fenim is possible, but no chayv malchus. The second one is chayv malchus, but it's kosher actually. By chulim, kachim b'fenim uvechutz. First one kachim b'fenim, then the next kachim is a chutz. Harishon kosher a potter. Why? Because it's fine. They didn't do anything wrong. Vasheni soifik is about possible. It gets malchus and it's possible because it's kachim b'chutz. Avada, it's possible. So that's our mishnah. Basically, has every combination. It's missing a few. Tosis on Daf Pei handles as missing a few. It says Tosis is on different maskal harishon on Daf Pei says void have a matzal misni chulim v'kachim bechutz u'befnim that in that order and kachim v'chulim and kachim v'chulim v'chulim v'kachim v'fnim u'bechutz different cases that we missed. But Tosis says there must be some type of chedushim for these cases and those cases not. There are other cases, but we basically covered all the combinations, most of the combinations, and we got the idea. The idea is, you can't be chayiv malchus twice on one animal. That means, the second animal you bring kachim v'chutz, you're not going to be chayiv malchus for shchut d'chutz, and chayiv malchus for oisas b'noi. You know why? Because it's always going to be b'chutz as man to be oisas b'noi, so it'll never be shayach be chayiv on the kachim also. That's one thing that comes out as mishnah, but that's the chesbon, and also chulin b'fnim is always possible. After you have a few of those rules, then it's very easy to go through all the cases on the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah told us that there's an Isser Oysoy Vespinoy on Kachim as well. Tana Rabbanim, Menayin Lo Oysoy Vespinoy Shinoyig Vimkadashim. How do you know Oysoy Vespinoy is Noyig by Kachim? Tosis is bothered, like, what do we have in that? Like, why do we need a Pasuk? But he has a Pshat. We'll see what the Pshat would have been in a second. So he says, how do you know Oysoy Vespinoy is Noyig by Kachim? You have a Shlomim. You makshiv a shlomim and two shlomims, a mother and a child, and an offspring, both are shlomims. How do you know you can't bring them both the same day? Who said? Tamalim, the pasuk says shor echesav aiz ki yivaleid, and it says in that pasuk it should be a carbon after 8 days. You rotze le carbon ishel Hashem. What's the next pasuk? V'shor yisel he says my loyshchav yamechad. So clearly from the smichas apsukim limed al oisav esmenay shnayim mekadoshim. It's clear the oisav noy is noyig by kachim. If that's the case, you read the psukim, maybe it's dafka b'maktashim. Maybe it's didn't dafka in kachim oisas b'noi. Who said chulin as oisas b'noi? So the Gemara, shor hifsika inyan, it says, v'shor aisa oisas b'noi. Just say, after that pasuk of shor chesav aids, just say, v'oisas b'noi, the lo yisishcha to v'yamechad. We know what we're talking about. Why did I say again v'shor aisa? It was mafsik. It was mafsik, so therefore we know it's talking about chulin. Which Tosha says that was the Gemara's havamina, that Kach doesn't have it. Because it's mafsik. Vishar it says mafsik. So may dafka by chulin, not by kachim. Vishar, it says vishar isah. Vav moisiv on yerishon. It's moisiv on the kachim talking about for that. And therefore, it's both by chulin and by kachim. It's by chulin because we're mafsik in it says again vishar isah. How do you know by mekdashim? Because it's a vav vishar. Therefore, we know by both chulin and mekdashim has it in oisav es benayit. Break the bar kasha. If you're learning out from kachim. That oisav benoy is learned out that vav moisav is also by kachim. So why don't you learn like this also? Make a hekes like this. Imak kachim kalayim loy. Ap oisav benoy kalayim loy. Maybe there shouldn't be a din of oisav benoy and kalayim. But on kalayim, let's say a rochel which is in the shenoldim and atayish, that the rochel is in the sheep family and atayish is in the aiz family. So there it was yoldom and atayish. And it was, and it had a child, offspring. Maybe there, it's kalayim, it's mixed breed offspring. Maybe there's no oisav benoy on that. Just like by kachim, no kalayim by kachim, kalayim is possible. So maybe there's no, since by kachim that doesn't pass kalayim, maybe there's no oisav benoy by kalayim. So ima kachim kalayim loy af oisav benoy kalayim loy. Alom matanya, why is in the brayso oisav benoy by kalayim with a kvi? It's noy by kalayim with kvi. That's question number one. And question number two is, Va'oid, it says in the Pasuk of Oisav Esbenoi, Shara Oisav. And Rava said, Va'oid, Sekse, Va'om Rava said, that Seh is Zeh Bona'av, on top of our base now, Zeh Bona'av, Komokim Shnem Aseh, Ene Elohit Seh Sekalayim. Because the Pasuk says, by Sek Sovim, Seh Izim, there, the Pasuk is in Parashat Re'eh, that there it says the extra word seh, teach us that anytime it says seh, it means dafka, both the mother and father are kvasim, or both the mother and father are izim. But if it's echad kesev, echad eis, lo yav seh. So question number two is, question number one is, learn out from kachim, the kalayim doesn't apply to oisav benoy. Question number two is, it says shar oisav, and seh usually means l'exclude kalayim. So who said, you have, the brisa says you have oisav benoy by kalayim, you shouldn't have it. Why shouldn't you have it? Because you learn out from kachim, and it says seh. So the Gemara makra oy the rabbi is a kalayim. It says b'shar oise oy is being mar b'kalayim. That you're right. It really should be excluded because you learn about kachim because you have seh. But oy is mar but that there's in oise v'smoy kalayim. Right the Gemara I need the oy. Hi oy m'boyle lechalik. The Saga Tachamina I would think maybe you only chayiv oise v'smoy at the shachet shar ubenoy and seh ubenoy. Maybe it says b'shar. If it said b'shar v'seh oise v'smoy echad, you think you have to do both. So I need the oy. The mechalik. The zog demina had the shachar shor benoy seven benoy loyim chayik mashlon lechalik. I'm like, no, but benoy nafka. I know one's enough because it's been benoy. Say banav banim. It's been benoy nafka. For anything more, by katya boyle, maybe you need two mothers. Look at Tanya ilu nema shor v'seu benoy. You say ma'atishka shor v'seu benoy. Shor v'seu and benoy. Maybe you need both of that. You still need the oy. Tamalom is shor v'seu. The bride says shor v'seu. You say benoy. My love, my oy nafka le. So Gemara's kash is that hack use oy timar bekalayim. I need shor oiseh oisoy ves benoy. I need the oy to tell you that shor oiseh. So Gemara loyim oisoy. You learn after the word oisoy. The Brisa didn't say what we learn after. The Gemara says tamaloyim shor oiseh oisoy ves benoy. So it's not from the oy. It's from the oisoy. Oisoy it ves benoy. End of song. It's only one. That's enough. Teach us that it's one or the other one. You don't have to tell me. You don't need the pasuk of oy timchal. Zog Tamar, that's good. Honey chlor abanon, the miyaselu oisa. Fear abanon, the word oisa is extra. So I can use it to mechalik. El chananya, the loy miyaselu oisa, oisa is not extra. Lechalik minoli, how do you know? So we'll see soon what the chalik is rabanon and chananya is. But rabanon have the extra word oisa, chananya don't. So bishop rabanon, oisa is extra to say it's shar oisa. What's oi for kalayim? But chananya holds, you need oisa for something else. So you need oi lechalik. So how can you use oiti mar bekalayim? So the Gemara, no. Chananya holds that lechalik loy tzarech kra. The sova like Rabbi Yonason. Because he holds like Rabbi Yonason. The time looked in a braisa. Isha sheikhalal es oveves imay. It says a person who curses his father and mother. So maybe you only chayiv skila, only if you curse your mother and your father. Enlil ovevit imay. Ovev shle imay, imay shle ovev. If you only curse one parent, not the other one, menayin, how do you know? So the pasuk says, the same pasuk says, ki ish ish ashe kalas oveves imay, moishumas, ovev imay kila dom avoy. It says again, after it's ovev imay kila boy. And since it says that, so in the first on part of pasuk isha shekalos aviv as imay. It says a kal next to the word aviv. The end of the pasuk says aviv imay kil don boy. The kil is next to the imay, and that teaches us that one or the other one. Tamlema aviv imay kilel aviv kil imay kilel. Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds that you would think you have to have both, but Rabbi Yenison says not. Rabbi Yenison says mashma shneim keechad and mashma echad freyatzmai. It's mashma either both of emir or one after the other one. At your parallel cause of yachad. Told says the word yachdav. And therefore, we knew that was either the Avav Ima is enough to be Chayiv. Aye, what's the end of the Pasuk teaching us according to Rabbi Yenison? Avav Ima ki lo dom boy. So Rashi brings from the Gemara, that the Gemara says that's Rabbi's Lacha Misa. But in any case, the Chesem Gemara is like this. We had a question, how do you know that Kalayim applies, Oysa Esmanai applies to Kalayim? L'chayra, it shouldn't apply because it's not like Kachim then, and also it says Seh. So the answer is Oys Marbet. The Gemara has a kasha, need oil chalik to say shor oisa. So the Gemara says, no, I know shor oisa from oisa ves benoi. It means one on one. So the Gemara says, that's only good for your rabbanim. Oisa is extra. Chananya holds oisa is not extra. So you need the oil chalik. Says no, Chananya holds like a Rabbi and does not need chalik. Even if it says shor visa, it means either or. So what do you need oil for? Oy is marbe kalayim. That's the chesed of the Gemara. And the next Gemara will go. What is the Chananya rabbanon that we said that lefi Chananya oisa is not extra? If you're a bonachanan, oh, this is extra, that'll be the discussion of the next Gemara.